square.
Yeah, okay. All right, somebody who refuses to change his mind about something, you say he sure is mighty.
Stubborn, obstinate.
Talk about a fellow you just can't joke with without him losing his temper. You say, he sure is mighty.
I don't know.
Touchy, high-tempered?
Touchy.
Okay. Talking about a person like that, you might say, well, I was just joking with him. I didn't know he was going to get...
riled up?
Okay. Somebody like that who's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might say, okay, now just
calm down.
Or keep
calm, cool, simmer down.
Okay. At the end of the day, if you've been working pretty hard, you might say you're very
tired.
Right? If it's an extreme case of it, you might say, I'm just totally
worn out.
If you hear somebody's in the hospital, you might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it
he got sick.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I say in the bed, and a lot of people say on the bed.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? He got in the bed?
When somebody, or if we go to bed at night, or if somebody is sick in the bed.
Sick in the bed.
Well, Ms. Watson says, you say somebody's on the bed to mean that person is sick.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get to another one that's similar to that. Say if he's been working out in the hot sun and he comes into an air-conditioned room and his eyes and nose start running, you say, well, it looks like he...
caught a cold.
And if it affects his voice, he's a little...
hoarse.
And if he does that...
he's coughing.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little...
tired.
Maybe. Okay. But at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
get up.
Or I'm not sleeping anymore. I'll
wake up.
Okay. If somebody else is sleeping and you don't want them to any longer, you might tell somebody, well, you better go...
wake.
Yeah. All right, the word take, you might ask your daughter, haven't you your medicine yet?
Taken.
And she might say, yeah, already.
I took it.
Or you're going to have to some more.
Take some more.
Okay. Somebody that has trouble hearing, you might say they're just about stone
deaf.
Right. And if I'm working out in the hot sun, I might come in and take off my shirt and wring it out and say, well, look how I...
sweated. Perspired.
Okay. Do you have a name for a place you might get on your skin that's got this white stuff for you to...
a pimple?
Yeah. Any other word for it?
Acne.
Okay. I haven't thought of that. It might be the same. Any other word for it?
Oh, what are we talking about?
What I have in mind is some people call it rising, some bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Which would you?
That's a larger one.
Okay, a larger version of acne.
Pimples.
Yeah. But you would...
I've called them both. Used both words, rising and ball.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the white stuff that you have to make?
Pus.
And if you have a blister on your hand, that liquid inside it, what do you call it?
Oh, I say that water in the blister.
Mm-hmm. Sure, water blister. But B stings you on your hand and your hand gets bigger, you say your hand did what?
That it swelled up.
Okay, my hand sure is badly
swollen.
You can almost see it.
Swell.
And if a person gets shot, you say he's got a pretty bad
wound.
Do you have a name for a kind of flesh around a wound that doesn't heal cleanly?
I don't remember ever using the word proud flesh, but that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.